grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Glad to get one little Marijuana Media in right before the end of the year, Chris. Good to see you. Been a while.
It has.
How's it
going?
Welcome
back.
Sure.
Welcome back to me.
We're doing we're doing like a year in review today, I guess.
Yeah, why not? Why not? And
had its lows, had its highs?
Certainly did. Certainly for me, plenty of highs.
Mm.
And but you know, the crushing low of that referendum defeat, eh?
That was real shit. That was real shit in the shoe, so to speak.
It was. A warm, steaming one.
Really was. Yeah. You know, sticky little shit in the shoe. Coming right out the lace
dwell
holes.
Well on that, everyone. That's what you gave us. No. Kia ora and hello to the 49.3.
Still time.
And no kia ora to the 50.7.
Maybe this summer, though, for those people that were unsure, just try getting to the circle. Get in there if you've, you know, maybe have a little, just have a little hoon and see what you think.
I'm just going to speak to the audience. Anyone out there that voted no, have you changed your mind in the last 12 months? 5395 is the text number up here.
We're not going to yell at you or anything. We're here to chat about stuff.
I mean, genuinely interested to know.
Now, the law reform camp, people that were hoping for change, Chris Fowley, I mean, how has this year been?
Jesus, John, you really set it up sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, way to make me dwell on the negative.
He's
got to
ask the question.
It's tough, right? You have a campaign that you've spent years or decades even building up to, and then for it to not go through by such a narrow one. If it was a crushing defeat, you'd kind of go, right, we really need to think of something totally different. It would be so close.
Quite
so
semantic CA in the end.
Yeah. And all those little reasons are all added up, and a lot of them can be sheeted home at the government. The very idea of a referendum where a majority decides on a minority's lifestyle.
We're the only country to do a referendum of this type for cannabis, isn't it? Every other country seems to just be passing it because the law people are smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's carried on this year. We've had five more states in America go legal just this year alone. Five more.
Wow.
There's at least two more on the ballot for next year. And now you have the Republicans and the Democrats at the federal level dueling it out for the best bill. They're both putting bills in.
They can see the dollar signs then, obviously.
Well, they're focused on social equity more than dollar signs, to be honest. I mean, maybe the dollar signs in terms of savings, but it seems like they're not just going for let's try and generate as much tax as we can, but let's try and do the right thing.
Right.
And so the MORE Act in particular is about creating investment and social equity and opportunity for people that have most been harmed.
Mm.
And it's those sorts of things that were kind of missing from our one, you know? So it kind of had that taint of full legalization, lots of money involved. There was all the medical stuff all going off with everyone raising all their millions of dollars, and the whole thing just kind of stank of money. And there was really nothing in there about how do we undo the war on drugs? How do we help people? How do we give them that opportunity?
Do you think that's a conversation that would have helped get it across the line? Do you think
Absolutely. People
had enough?
Yeah. We didn't have enough time, did we?
I feel like we covered it pretty solidly here on this segment, but I mean, I guess we're kind of in a bubble.
We're a little bit puny, John. We're only small.
Yeah.
We try real hard.
Let's say it's the elite.
We're tough little buggers. We're tough little buggers.
The connoisseurs in the elite that are listening had a good understanding. But you're right. It's a difficult, complex topic that they chose to go to a referendum of majority rules with a 154-page bill that no one read. Not a single person. Or maybe me and one other.
But no, you definitely read it for me. I didn't read it.
Somebody just said,
I don't want a pot store popping up on every street. My grandson smokes pot and he's a hippie idiot that just plants trees instead of getting a real job. Well, look where real jobs got us, mate. Global warming.
Was this a no voter that changed their mind?
I don't know if it's a joke text or not, but it's so textbook. It's almost laughable, but you should probably give your grandson a hug. He sounds like a nice guy. Right? I don't know. Sorry, mate.
I guess that's a fairly standard rhetoric, you know, a response that you're up against.
That's what I think. It's just so too classic to be real.
Yeah, well, it is often the case, though, that when people...
They were joking. It was a joke. They just come in now. How dare you?
Good.
You're off the hook now. Yeah. But it is often the case that when people make their decision, it's based on something personal in their life. And often a lot of people that are opposed to reform, it's because of someone they know.
Or anecdotal.
Someone,
anecdotal,
no matter what the evidence, it's statistics so hard to get around that. Yeah. And that's why, you know, working with that, if you know, if you know someone, you can make more of a difference in convincing them than
the evidence in the world. I convinced my parents, and my dad just got down to the point where he was like, look, I trust you. You obviously know a lot more about this than I do. And he went and voted to go for it.
Mate.
So it was, you know.
Fancy that. Listening to the experts.
And yeah, well, in a way, you know, that's kind of what life is, right? You just sort of weigh up the options and you realize someone has looked into something a bit more than you. And you can, you've got to just trust people sometimes, you know? Like, and I think that's where we were, and there just wasn't enough trust. And a lot of propaganda, man. It's like you say, just almost 50 years for some people of propaganda that dopes for dopes, you know? That's fucking it, right?
And the
it's
dopey theory, right?
Yeah, it's a shocker. So don't beat yourself up about it, right, man? It's all on your shoulders.
What else, Chris? What does the Vote Yes campaign have in store for 2022? Is there anything in the works you guys are hoping for or working on?
Capital.
Well, you know, I mean, Vote Yes as such is over a year ago. you know, we carry on, or some of us do, and some of us have had to take a break. Or been completely shattered by the experience, or just decided to do other things. But
Fair enough.
I mean, one of the things we can look to is that the police have really taken the signal from the referendum results. So even though it didn't quite pass, I think they agree that they don't really have a social license anymore to go around being really punitive and proactively looking for people.
It's not that secretive anymore. Like, eyes are on the kind of scene a bit more after the referendum, you'd think.
Yeah, and you know, like the police calling off their helicopters, second summer in a row now, you know, that's a good example of that. And so, you know, last summer, no helicopters flying around looking for cannabis plants, sky didn't fall, nothing major kind of happened, right? Just life carried on. And here we have that's going to happen again, you know, this summer. So fear not, people, fear not the sounds of helicopters. They're just out there to help people, not to harass you.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, especially the Westpac one. What else is anything pressing, anything recent that you wanted to touch on? There's always something.
Well, there's so much. I mean, you know, I always feel like thanking you for the opportunity to let me come on here and potentially bore some people.
We're fumbling around in the dark.
Focus on cannabis, but you know, this is like one of the shining lights in the media landscape of New Zealand, where we get to actually say a bit of the facts behind the headlines.
Chris, we're getting a phone call. Should we?
It's a delightful risk.
Hello, BFM.
Yeah, kia ora. I just wanted to fill you in, considering the show theme. Jesse Mulligan, and it is a bit of cross promotion. Jesse Mulligan on RNZ Afternoon Show just recently interviewed John Belushi about his weed farming.
Yeah, I watched his series.
And also about Jim Belushi's. Yeah, it's a really good interview if anyone's looking for a cool interview with an American about the current pot scene.
Nice one.
The legalization and stuff over there. Yeah, you just have to go to RNZ website or whatever. Hashtag. Anyway, that's it.
Right on. It's good.
Cheers, brother. That was a good listen, actually. Recommend that one,
too. All right, later.
Bye. See you.
John Belushi, likes his deck. Jim Belushi.
Both like it. They both like their weed.
Speaking of international news and international stories, has there been anything come out in the last week or so since we've last spoken that's really sort of...
Everyone's favourite pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, has...
Look who's popping up again in the news.
Yeah, they're entering the medical cannabis space. They've just this week acquired a pharmaceutical company called Arena Pharmaceuticals. It's about $6 or so, $7 billion US. And the main thing that Arena Pharmaceuticals do is they have this pipeline of cannabinoid-based medicines. Mm-hmm. And their most promising one apparently is for bowel disease treatment. Huh. And yes, this is very interesting anyway that Pfizer's entering that space.
Yeah.
I can't see them like selling bags of buds, but maybe, you know, specialized targeted medicines.
That's
that can
like
get
a
right to the point.
A global company, right? Like, they're situated mostly in America, or how does it that kind of company work? They're just so big that stuff just gets made in all sorts of countries and they just sell it to people. Yeah.
You'd have to ask them, I guess.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris, I mean, how has your research gone at AUT with Zecan? Have you guys made any sort of interesting discoveries?
We've completed that. We finished that in the first half of the year, and AUT's been in lockdown for quite some time now, and so can't get in there anyway.
What about the courses that people were doing? Anybody get cruising degree?
I think the course carried on this year. They reused my material, but other than that, I wasn't so involved. But we did, in ZK News, we just got a license for our new premise on the shore, which is a good little Christmas present to get that through from the ministry. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we've got a nice little independent base that's outside of AUT now.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm.
Just an office or a sort of commercial...
Oh, I can neither confirm. You're putting me on the spot here. No, it's a space. It's secure.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. Okay. But we're operating out of there and trying our best. But as you would have heard on the show a few times, it's bloody tough in the medical cannabis space. If you don't have a billionaire in your pocket or a stock exchange listing, the rules they've set are incredibly tough. And all that's come into the country so far is overseas cannabis. The behind the headlines, which we like to do when we've had recent announcements the last few months of product approvals, they're all overseas products being distributed by local companies, bringing in overseas oils, Australian oils, Dutch oils, and now a bud from Holland that we talked about last week. Oh, I'm sorry, from Australia, sorry. That only makes it through our standards because it's been irradiated and then sold as a tea, not for smoking.
I was going to say, normally Australian weed... It hasn't been a great success rate for myself.
This could be. I'm not sure. I'm sure it is.
Just as a man on the ground, anecdotal.
It's not from here. That's my point, is it's very tough for local cultivators and manufacturers to work their way through our regulations. As I say, if you don't have like millions of dollars in the bank. So that's something that we're pushing for. There was actually some really good media coverage this week in Australia looking at their scheme and how it's really taken off over the last year to the point where it's probably going to dominate our industry. In all likelihood, if things don't change, the only weed you'll have here or only legal cannabis will be Australian. And... what they've done there is they've unshackled the demand. Instead of being really throttled, it's now like doctors are just free to write prescriptions, so they're just writing thousands and thousands of them, so there's actually demand to sustain the industry, unlike here, where you have about 1,000 live prescriptions at any one point, divided by all those companies. You can do the maths, it's like bugger all the revenue to sustain anyone, let alone build it up. But the other thing they've done is continual regulatory improvement. They just continually refine and change their rules when issues come up. And we've got the opposite. We've done it. It's closed. It's done. So we just need to look to the Aussies on this one. I think. I hate to say that. Really hate to say that. But we need to look to the Aussies, and we can really unlock and open this up.
Is New Zealand really that conservative and behind the times? It just seems so weird.
Yeah, it does. I don't think we are as a people.
When was the last time you checked your keys in the bowl, John?
Ooh.
What about this hemp situation in New Zealand?
Hemp's going off. That's the bright spot. Yeah. So more hemp than ever before being planted. It just keeps going up. And hemp food products being exported for the first time now. There's a bunch of hemp homes built this year. People living in them.
Oh, hempcrete.
Yep. So, hemp is the bright spot in the cannabis scene, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Any chance of people just growing a little patch in amongst the hemp? Can you do that?
Certainly, I've been to that overseas. I haven't seen that here, but, pretty much any kind of twisting of the rules, I've seen it. But it's important to know these things, and it's purely for research. But, certainly, 20 years ago in Europe, they were GPSing high-potency cannabis in the middle of hemp fields, and it would all get seeded in that, but then they could go through, find the bits where it was, and just make that into hash.
Nice.
Yeah. Literally by the truckload, filling trucks.
Where does hash sit in, on the whole scheme of things with the medical stuff? Is that not a way to get it to a consistent
product
potency, I guess is the word I'm looking for?
But say traditional hash is...
Because it's resins now, eh? Hash isn't really on the scene, eh?
No, well, because traditional hash making is a physical process, like dry sifting, shaking it, that kind of thing. And so you tend to get anything that's on the outside of the plant.
Right.
And so it's not enough to...
Too budget, not
Yeah, not to meet our rules, yeah. Yeah, whereas making an oil, you can refine it and purify it.
We don't see it down here. All through Europe, obviously, because of that sort of, I guess, connection to the Middle East. But
travels well as well.
Nothing in New Zealand. Never see hash. I've only seen it once here.
Well... Maybe now that customs have spent a few years now really encouraging smuggling and international supply chains of methamphetamine and things, so that's why we're seeing cocaine appearing in New Zealand now that never has been, and it's really predictable, right? This is what they're doing. We've been telling them for 20 years.
Bang
if you crack
buck.
Down here, they're just going to import it. Yep. And so maybe now that those supply chains are there, they might start bringing in some hash. It'd be nicer.
We just had a big paragraph come in, but I think we've just run out of bed, so we should probably park it on that, I reckon.
Right, should we give one last little plug for the hemp store, because it is Christmas in a couple of days' time. Chris, what it do people is. Need to come up to Ooh. The hemp store and grab what's up there?
Secret Santa galore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all sorts of goodies, but also, you know, a lot of people get a bit like, oh, I can't give that as a present. So come in after Christmas. That's always good. Come in after and reward yourself.
Don't
Look
use
out for
it.
Number one.
Don't use it first.
Treat yourself.
It's not like a wallet. You don't give it with some money in it. You just... Is it rude you to can. Give them something without kind of like pre-charged?
I think that would be rude, personally.
Rad.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope
Merry Christmas.
Everybody has a Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you for all your hard work this year, Chris Valley.
Cheers. Thank
greatly
you.
Enjoyed having
Thank
you up on the radio me. Show.
Cheers. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, John.
Cheers, guys.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.